Mike, the Buffalo Catholic Diocese has laid the groundwork to move forward with its Road to Renewal plan with its announcement on Tuesday to reshape its parishes and worship sites across Western New York. Just wanted to get your overlying thoughts on what you heard of the plans and the announcements of the parishes that are set to close or merge in the coming months.
Well, the only thing I would change is I think it's more of a plan of a road to ruin for the Catholic faith. It's not a road to renewal. There's been virtually no participation by the laity. I've received texts already today expressing just disappointment and outrage. The bishop's never around. I mean, he's never out publicly to field the tough questions. So I just think it's a continuation of the road to ruin, a shrinking of the diocese, and there's an absence of the faith down at the chancery.
With the diocese approach to the Road to Renewal plan, what more do you feel can be done to better handle this plan of action to strengthen the Catholic Church locally here in Western New York?
Well, I mean, what's completely missing in this diocese now is really what I would say is a lot of mercy from Bishop Fisher and understanding the harm that he and his minions have caused this parish community. And two, the Catholic Church in this community and the laity are really strong in ministry, feeding the poor, giving drink to the thirsty, clothing the naked, welcoming the stranger, caring for the sick. We don't do that anymore. We're more focused on the legal battles and on spending money for lawyers and on closing churches and on closing schools. This Bishop Fisher and his crew have crippled ministry in the Diocese of Buffalo.
So what are you hoping to see maybe come across and come of the course of action that's going to be taking place going forward here?
Well, I mean, maybe you need to revisit whether you need a new bishop in Buffalo. I had made a request to Pope Francis with several others saying that some type of inquiry should be started to see if this is the right bishop for Western New York. I don't think it is. You've got to get back and the role for the laity has to be deeper, richer, and we have to be a more humble church, a service-driven church. Right now, we're just a legal entity that the bishop has his lawyers spend money on, so there's no ministry. So it has to start. You have to empower the laity to bring back ministry.
There is a group that is fighting this announcement from the diocese and that hope to be able to have their appeal reach the Vatican. How confident are you that this type of appeal can reach the Vatican and maybe some sort of change could be made in terms of this upcoming plan?
I think it's wonderful that the laity are contesting that church closing. I think it's going to be a question of timing and my representation of priests. Those types of challenges may take, you know, several years. We finished one case. It was over 4 years before we heard from the Vatican. So I think the question, regrettably, is going to be timing. What do you do between now and a ruling from the Vatican? Are they going to keep that church open in good faith, or are they going to close it? I mean, the bishop likes to close churches. So now, are you going to reopen the church if that appeal is successful?